Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Orsino. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Kurt Palfrey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Martin to Hansen and they have Aparicio trapped. The throw over to Skowron, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blair moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Blair tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. Buford reaches third base with a triple. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. One out. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Palfrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into center field. Berry picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Berry. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. Powell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ward. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsino hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Orsino scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Brown settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Brown. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hansen moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsino hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Martin settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Martin. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 2 in the game. Bulfari hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 2 in the game. Pappas takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pappas moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson bunts in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 3 in the game. Orsino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Boog Powell now playing first base. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Ken Berry. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Gary Peters. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Tommy McCraw now playing center field. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-3 in the game. Bulfari is hit by the pitch. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown bunts towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Bulfari moves to second. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pappas strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bulfari. The throw from Martin and they have the runner in a rundown. Hansen applies the tag, and Bulfari is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skowron strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.